Wow.
Your audience. Well, one of the main things is that they say, yes, Krishna consciousness may be very nice, but many other things are also very nice. And everyone says that I'm like...
No, that's all right. Nice. Suppose if there is a nice staircase.
Yes.
So, that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps. But still, one has gone to the topmost nice staircase. He has to be considered the topmost.
But then...
Everything may be nice, because Krishna says, Mamo Bhakmanu Bhaktanti Manushya Pata Sarvata. Everyone is trying to approach me. But one who has approached two steps, he cannot say that he is equal to the person who has approached another step.
Well, then they will say that everyone, the Christians would say that they're on the top step, the Buddhists say they're on the top step.
No, they may say. But if Krishna is God, what he says, that is not true. But Krishna says, Krishna says, Matta Paratara Nanya. There is no superior than me. That is your question. Everyone will say, I am very good. But is that the fact? Everyone is very good. There is comparative superlative. That's why shopkeepers, they say, all my goods are good. They are competition. One has to judge. Comparative studies. What is the highest Buddha philosophy? Ahimsa. Ahimsa. Dhamma. So that is our preliminary study. Amanittam, adammittam, ahimsa, kanti, adara. There are many other things, after ahimsa. They do not know.
There's another argument.
Huh?
Another argument.
Yeah.
Many times the professors, they say that if God were actually all good and all perfect, then when he created us, we would also be all good.
Yes, but you are contaminated. You are all good. Yes. Because you are part and parcel of God. You cannot be bad. But you are contaminated.
Well, they say that even if I have the potential, even to say that
I have about the potential, that's it.
Well, but if I say, if I'm originally in the spiritual world, but even the potential to fall down is an imperfection in the creation.
No, potential does not fall down. That's right. A child has got the potential to pass an examination. But he has to be educated. If you don't educate him, he is even a foolish child. So we are educated to develop that potential. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavula. Kavanadi Siddha Siddha Karaya Udha. That potentiality is eternal. God is eternal, we are eternal, our relationship is eternal, everything is eternal. But because we are small, minute fragments, sometimes we fall down.
They say God should have created us so that we could.
Why? Because should be good God. God has created perfectly. He has given you independence. You fall down. It is your fault. God has made you perfect, given you independence. But if he misuses your independence, you fall down. He says, government gives everyone opportunity. Why do you become criminal and go to the jail? That is your fault.
They say that God should have created us so that we...
Why should have created? He has created already perfect. Because you are perfect, therefore you have got the independence to misuse. You are not a dead stone. That is first question. This is Saman Prabhupada. So you can go anywhere. Sarvala. You can go to the Vaikuntha. Janati Deva Bhattavina. You can go to the higher planets. You can go to the hell. When you go to the hell, it is your turn. God has given all perfection. Purnamida. Purnamada. Purna Purnamudachati. Everything is complete, perfect. And because you are perfect, you have got the independence. But refusing that independence, you are imperfect. Again, denying your independence, you can become perfect, although you are imperfect now. That is Krishna. Krishna Dasa says, moment may, raising the imperfect to the perfect plan. That is Krishna Dasa. Other fools, they say, we are perfect now. It is fallen condition of perfect imperfect. There is Maya. Asuring Rakhasin Shaiva Mohini Pratijai Sita. Krishna has made it perfect. There is no doubt about it. Just that some of our students, all of a sudden, they do here, go ahead. So, what is that? Our moment is imperfect or he's imperfect?
He's imperfect.
He's imperfect. Our moment is perfect. But he becomes imperfect by his misuse of independence. He thinks that this is nice and goes to hell. But then with that, that independence is there. That is perfect.
So in other words, these people that argue like that, they actually are lazy, don't want to surrender to God, and they blame God.
Yes, because they have become imperfect. Therefore, they are blaming God. God is good, they have forget this. That is their imperfection. One fact is, God is good. It's still they are blaming God. What is this nonsense? If it's God, God is good, how can we blame Him? God is good, in all circumstances, is good. That is the meaning of good. Good does not mean that one time you are good and next time you are bad. Yeah, that is nature. Yeah, Sri Shakti Mata. Sri Shakti Mata. A little song. So, there are some trouble. So he went to court. He went to court, so the court asked him, where is your witness? Say, he brought one witness drunkard. He says, Suri Shakti Mata. So, that is Maya. Ahang moment. Misusing power and blaming God. Why not? God has made everything. Just here, it is bad not to move, stay. But we are better than this. It is not. It cannot move. So God has made this also. But because He can move, we are better than this. And if they say, then God, why has made me to commit this step? These husbands does not understand that that is freedom. You, why don't you take the right one? God says, this is right. Why don't you take it? This is still. How you can say God is bad? What is the argument?
Well, the argument is that God is so all powerful, why does He even let me fall?
Huh?
if God is so powerful, why doesn't he let me fall? Why doesn't he save me? Save me from my own foolishness. Why doesn't he?
Yeah, he's saving me. But he's going to tell you about it.
It's not recognized.
Just yes, like I say, John 16 down. He do not wait. What can I do? That is your fault.
If God was a false force, that would be no love.
I know. Now, false is that. False is there. False is there. The mind is another false.
A large segment of the population today, we say we only speak about God in terms of our own relationships with each other. So one group, they say, this is all male chauvinism to say God is the male. Actually, we are saying now the women should be elevated, so God is woman for us. They say that.
God is better. Well, that's all right. God is male and female both. God, our God, sometimes he takes the form of human, Mahini Mu. But comparatively steady. God is Purusha, man.
He's always a potency.
Yes, he's a potential. That means he manufactured God. Sometimes he manufactured God as male, sometimes he manufactured God as female. Is it not? Is it not your theory? As you say, now he accepts female as God. That means he manufactured God. Is it not?
Yes.
And what you manufacture is that God? What you manufacture, you are imperfect. So whatever you manufacture, that is imperfect. How can be God?
God is simply the way we view each other, relationship with each other.
That is your manufacture. Why do you say like that? Each other's relationship. The relationship are already there. But it's so that new there. Already, God is great and we are small. The relationship is already there. So, how we can make another relationship? God is great, is it not? God is great, is it not?
Yes.
And then what you are? You are small. Yes. So relationship is already there. So what relationship you are creating again? It is already there. God is great, you are small. The relationship is already there. He is creator, you are the creator. He is the predominator, you are predominator. He is the master, you are the servant. This is already there. And what new thing you can create? He is already there. He is master. Now he is why you are covering. Because God has given this season. So you are dependent. You have power. You cannot make it immediately. Sun shining, summer season. That is not in your power. Therefore, he is great, you are small. This relationship is already there. Therefore, he is master, you are servant. That is his eternal relationship. What new relationship can create? Is it not possible? It is not possible. He is creator. Are you creator? Can he create anything? Then how can we master? You are all a servant. The relationship is already there. How you can change it? That is speculation.
That philosophy is atheism.
Yes.
No, yes.
Now it has created female as God. That's how we have God. God is already God. He cannot create God. A female, a dog, he can create anything as is, by mental speculation. But that is not a fact.
They say man was made in the image of God, now women are saying.
Huh?
They say man was made in the image of God, now women are saying. Women are made in the image of God, just because God is female, and that's their logic.
No, man and woman, you cannot create God. That is the question. God is not your creation. You are creation. You cannot say God should be like this, God should be like that. That is nonsense. God is not under your dictation. You are under the dictation of God. That is God. If you manufacture, if you dictate, then how is God? Is your God? It's like if God, you dictate, he abides by your own. He's not God, he's God. What did the scientist say?
Huh? The scientist said that one of the astronomers said that if I were present at the time of creation.
Oh, you are present. That's what you have said. You are not allowed to present. That's what God is there. You are a rascal. God did not allow you to be present there. Now you are lamenting. That's what God is there.
Nice. Because God doesn't lament you.
God did not allow you. Then you are under control of God. So you are foolish rascal. God did not allow you. That's what God is there.
One very prominent philosopher, theologian, Martin Buber. He says we cannot talk about God as he, describing so many attributes to him as something other. He is the eternal.
That he accepts that avasthi-krishna-nāmādi-nābhāvesh-dāyam-indri. We cannot speculate about God with our imperfect senses. But that does not mean we should not know God. We cannot speculate, but there is process of knowing God. That is from God. When he says, I am like this, that's all. You have to accept that. You cannot take that. You cannot see it. That's a big man, a big master. Nobody knows how many millions of dollars he has got. He's speculating. He's hardly a speculating. Master may have so many millions. But it's all in part. When the master says, I've got so much, so many media, that is what. All other speculations, they're all in part. So our Krishna consciousness, no man, we are not speculating. We are accepting God, the authority, and he's speaking about himself. We are accepting. That we are. Krishna says, Vartaranasti. There is no more superior authority than me. We accept. Krishna says, Manvana Bhavamata. You all have sins of me. Become my guru. We become. This is Krishna. We are imperfect. But we accept imperfect. Therefore, we are perfect. We are imperfect. You don't say that we are God or perfect. We are imperfect. But we accept the perfect version of the perfect. That's what you are perfect.
Then again, they would say that many people say that they have perfect.
Huh?
Many, many different people say that they have the perfect information of God.
They have that knowledge. But it is to be tested. Yes. Whether you have got perfect information or I have got perfect, that is to be tested. I have no objection if somebody says that I have got perfection. Perfect information. But I'll have to see whether you have got. But I have no objection if you say that you have. If I have got perfect information, you may also have. There is no objection. But I have to test whether anybody can say I passed an examination. And I have to suggest what I mean, that's your name.
So, who shall decide what the criteria is?
God in his hand. God put his hand, Bhagavad Gita. Respecting lawyer fighting with his hand. The law will be in his hand.
How will the judgment be rendered?
Yes.
How will the judgment be rendered?
The judgment will be rendered by the law.
They say they have their own law book.
No, that is kick on their chest. You're that As soon as he says, I've got my law books, he's a rascal. He's a rascal. Kick on his chest, his boot. He has to accept something else. He has to accept something. Accept Bible. They may not accept Bhagavad Gita. They must accept Bible. But you have to, then you have to live your life according to the Bhashan of the Bible. The Bhashan of the Bible is that it does not kill. You are killing. That's why you are not followers of Bible. You are rascal.
Their prophet discredited all scriptures so they don't have to follow anything.
Then you are discredited. Who follows your master? This is other master. Who follows your master? Who are you? If you don't accept other authority, and who is going to accept your authority? Why shall I? You cannot become authority. But I don't accept any authority. I have to follow that. Then you become authority.
They also argue, though, that...
And first of all, to understand. If he says that I don't accept any authority, that means he becomes authority. I have to follow him.
Then they say it's just like a standoff. Then they say, well, it's a standoff that I say I am right, and then you say you are right, so it can't...
Yes, that is confusion. They want to say it like that. Now it's confusion. Everything is in confusion. There is chaotic condition. Every citizen says that I don't accept government law. I want my own law. It's confusion.
What is the result of your belief?
Yes. Confusion is not. Chaotic condition. Confusion is not proper state. There is state of suffering. That is the position at the present moment. Why they are fighting nation to nation, man to man, group to group, community to community, diplomatically, simply fighting like that. This is a perfect society. Simply stand, there's a dog, they can simply make barking, howl, 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 howl. That is not perfect society. Human society should be sober. And that is Vedic civilization.
What's the quality, standard morality, and that standard that is lacking, or fail to understand that to perpetuate stuff like their own?
Yeah. That is following any step. Just as this Western Guru, mostly Christian, it is clearly stated in the Bible, tells us not here. They are simply killing. Their only business is killing.
Divorce.
And divorce.
So that's not an adult.
So these rascals, how they do the same Christian? Huh? What do you think? They are not even category in the category of dogs, cats, and they claim that we are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
They also argue, Prabhupada, that law, thou shalt not kill, I am not killing, the others are killing, but I am.
That is a very good argument. I am not killing.
Why is eating?
I am not killing this snake. My speak is killing. That is a very good argument. All these rascals there were. I am not killing. I am not a snake. My speak has killed me. If you go to the court, then I am not killing. My speak has killed me. That see. How that killed?
It's a question whether this thou shalt not kill does not also include
all other animal brothers and sisters.
Huh?
I think it should also include that, because thou shalt not kill, it does not kill creatures, not only men. But
apart from that, they cannot even follow it where men come in to take care of it.
I do not follow it.
He's saying he's agreeing. He's agreeing that thou shalt not kill should also include all animals.
It should.
Yeah, thou shalt not kill men, everything.
They say it does not include animals.
Huh?
They say that does not include animals.
Why they say
animals have no soul.
Why they say that is Ashkenaz. Therefore they are Ashkenaz. They do not know.
But they think we are more superior than the animals, so therefore the animals' business is just to give us...
Then the superior nation come and kill an inferior nation by your...
Just encourage animalism, animal dominance. That was always...
That becomes might is right, not right is might.
In the Bible, Prabhupada, there is a statement that many people follow saying that where Jehovah says, man shall have dominion over these animals, over the fishes.
That is already there.
Yes.
But that is not him. Man should kill them.
And he is not the person.
Just like a man has dominion over his children.
Yes. A father and mother has dominion over his children. Does it mean that he should kill?
And he
says, yes. This is our doctrine.
Then they'll argue that we are killing plants and grains, things like that.
But we are not killing anything.
Listen.
We are not killing anything. They say we devotees, you don't kill anything. You know that or not. We don't kill anything.
They say we eat vegetables, they will say.
No, vegetables, we don't kill. We don't kill.
Well, vegetables are living entities also?
Yes. But we don't kill them. We take their fruits and flowers. That doesn't mean skill. And that also we take it for Krishna. Patram pushpam phalam toya. So if there is a responsibility, there is Krishna's responsibility. I'm not responsible. I see.
Fruits, vegetables, and grains can be harvested without killing the plants.
No, yes, it is not killing. Grains, after grains are ripe, the tree automatically dies.
Srila Prabhupada, isn't it true that we do not kill voluntarily, because involuntarily, of course, we kill with every movement. We kill all the bacteria and we kill all the microbes and things.
Yes.
If we cannot have to.
But therefore, you have to become servant of Krishna. You are not the son. The government servant, police and military kills, but he is not the son. He is not the son. That business is killing soldiers, but they are rewarded. Thank you very much. That's the start. That's Arjun, killed on the order of Krishna. And Krishna gave him her, Bhaktosi, Hiroshima, you are my very dear friend. You are my devotee. So you have to act by the order of the Supreme, then you are not responsible.
I've been reading some of the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I have come to an understanding. When I read that there is a thing called tendency and in other words, that the Vedas will teach a man that he is incapable of not killing. If he is addicted to meat, and that there are rules whereby he can eat meat, and thereby under prescribed rules found in the Vedas, and thereby his pious activity he can raise to a higher level of understanding. And then there are rules that says thou shalt not eat meat, and therefore one is eligible and must follow those restrictions
in the beginning.
There is tendency of eating meat. Because Veda says that you can eat meat, but not only Vedas, in other scriptures also, the Gurus also say, the Mahavirans also say, that you can kill in the synagogue or in the mosque for animals, but not slaughterhouse. No religion prescribes that you open slaughterhouse. No. That is restricted. Why it is advised to kill in the synagogue? Why not publicly? That means it is not wanted. But if you go on killing in the mosque, someday you may come to your sense that you are a rascal. You are becoming irresponsible. But if you open slaughterhouse, that sense will never come.
And not to kill a cow?
Especially not to kill a cow. That animal is very, very important to the human society. According to the Vedic system, we see that they are recommended to kill a goat or some other animal, not cow.
There are sometimes the Prabhupada when these animals are sacrificed according to Sanskrit injunctions,
yes.
I think they are benefited.
Yes.
Some have to come back in the next life and kill the person that killed the animal.
Yes.
That would be great risk.
Yes. Mom saw. Mom means me. Shaw means he. He is me. That is me.
They fall, they kill thousands of black goats, buffalo.
Yes. But remember the kill cows. You can go this way.
Had a great difficulty because of poor fund of knowledge in the Shastras. They formed doctrines. So many doctrines where groups of men got together and said, this is what we believe. And they have so many doctrines, many people killed fighting over these doctrines, and even the intelligent people will simply, instead of trying to find out about God, simply try to clarify these doctrines more and more.
And as soon as you say there are so many doctrines, that means that all of them are the all of them. Otherwise, why there should be so many doctrines?
One
doctrine. Yes.
God is one.
Yeah, God is one. God is good. That is only one doctrine. And why there should be different doctrines? That means those have created different doctrines, they are all doctrines.
Deviated
essential
point.
That's not. That is not a process. First of all, you have to know that God is unlimited. You are limited. How can you approach with your doctrine? Because you are limited. Your ideas, your thinking is limited. So how you can approach the unlimited? That is foolishness. Yes. They are called putatki. Putatki. Bad logicians. Bad logicians. Putatki.
So much of it is based on politics also, Prabhupada.
Yes, they are everything motivated. So therefore, very important. I have got such as the United Nations. They have gone there, but become united. But they remain disunited forever. You see, all the best men go there, but becoming united. But forever, they will remain disunited. They see the place
where they can.
Because they are all imperfect, rascals, motivated. How they can be united? They cannot be that. Simply squandering their time and public money, that's all. Simply squandering. But public has no eyes to see them. They are also rescued. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj used to see really whole society now, combination of cheaters and cheated. That's all. The cheaters want cheaters, and cheaters take the opportunity of the cheaters, and that is the combination of the present society. Somebody, they want him cheated. And there are some cheaters. See, the whole society is a combination of cheater and cheater.
That is why nobody wants to change anything.
Yes.
No real reform.
Yes.
Because they all want to go on cheating.
Yes. That is the qualification of punishment soul. To become a cheater and to become cheater. This is the to become a cheater is one of the conditions of material life. Four defects. He must commit mistake, he must be illusion, and he must cheat, and his senses are imperfect. These are the four qualifications of the material situation.
That is also one of the qualities of bondage.
Huh?
Bondage?
Yes. Because they are dead. Because they have been bound up by the laws of nature. So these qualities they have developed.
Why are they so very puffed up and proud, even with these defects?
That we say they are restless. Alright. They have no qualification and still they are puffed up. That is yes, sir.
Also, when the universes are emanated from the body of Mahavishnu,
yes,
they begin to expand.
Yes.
Is the universe still expanding?
Yes. That is the scientific theory.
Yeah, I think Einstein agreed with that. Many scientists, they also have come to that.
Yes, Einstein found that there is this universe is expanding. So people accept it.
Yes. Yes. Not contested and we finish. Let's try. Bhutya bhutya paliyate. This is the nature, material nature. It will grow. That this tree has grown. One day it's dead and you know what. Finish. Your body has grown and one day it will finish. That is material nature. Similarly, this universe, it has grown. One day it will be finished.
Darkness is eternal?
Huh?
Darkness
is eternal. No. Darkness is within this universe, not outside. Not outside. Darkness means absence of light. That is darkness. It is a negation of light. So that material life means forgetfulness of God. What is our spiritual life? We are simply trying to revive our understanding of God. Very spiritual life. And when you perfect his life, very spiritual. So probably it's good. That is a defeat. Because you cannot see things in the proper perspective. Therefore, in darkness or in ignorance, whatever you do, there is a defeat. Therefore, we see there is so much advancement of education and civilization, but everything is defeat. Nobody is satisfied. Because it is defeat. It is not progress, it is defeat.
We have to be led by someone who can see.
Yes. Otherwise, if you're led by another blindness, what is your benefit? Just like a blind man going, falling to the ditch, he says, no, no, don't go there. He falls down, but he becomes angry. Where are you discussing? That is our thankless. We have to see. How we can see that this blind man is going, he will immediately fall and die. How we can remain silent? We must have to say. That is our thing. For want of Krishna consciousness, we are going to die. Take it. Be safe. But they do not like it.
Followers.
Well, we don't talk of Guru Maharaj. He's a master. What is the use of talking?
They say that
they say they are fools, rascals. So you are not. What do they say?
They have no philosophy.
They know what is nonsense.
They have nonsense.
Set up nonsense.
We ask them what is the basis of their philosophy that they understand Maharaji to be seer. They have no answer. They have no
That's a good question. Yes. On what plan are you accepting?
They want to be cheated, then.
Huh? Yes.
They want to be cheated.
That is it. So I get cheated and cheated.
Sometimes great souls, they will cheat people also for their own benefit.
But great soul is never cheat. One who cheats, he is not great soul. He is a menial soul. Soul is not menial, right? But he is covered by Maya.
But no Buddha cheated there.
Buddha. He's cheating on purpose.
Because he cheated for the good.
They did not believe in God. And God came. Yes, there is no God. Just follow me. He is God.
So God can only do it. What about Shankar's
cheating? Yes. Shankar's cheating is also like that. Because you are taking. You are accepting from the Buddhist, if he immediately says that Buddha was cheated, they will not accept. Therefore, he made some compromise. The Buddhist theory is right, and he said, no fault. So it is almost the same. But he says, there is Brahma, Brahma Sattva, Jagan Mitya. That much important.
Same process.
Just like one wants to eat meat, he is giving some regulation. Yes, you can eat meat. There is no harm. But you do like this. Go to your mosque and each day you can kill one animal. Or you go to the synagogue and that is protection of it. And in this house, go to the goddess Kali's temple and get a goat, black goat. That means under condition. If it is good thing, it would have been sanctioned, yes, you can do whatever that. But it is not good. But if you say it is not good, he will not accept. Therefore, under some condition.
There's a group called Christian Scientists. They say God is not a person. He's simply a principle. A principle of truth, beauty, of all these qualities.
But for the example, what is that principle?
What is the meaning of principle?
What is the meaning of principle? Show me. They're talking nonsense.
They say it's a principle.
As well as if God's principle, there must be a person. There must be a person. Otherwise, there is no principle.
Like when you say law, you have to ask to be a government.
Yeah, you have to accept one lawmaker.
Yes. They say the law of nature, they refuse
any law. As soon as you say law, you must have to
access to law measures.
Anyway. But I just know it says the law is when there is late night. You must stop. You don't see any person. But if you don't stop, then you go to your person. Prosecuting. You don't see the person here, but if you violate, you have to go to your person. We'll find you. You rest where you have done. It's ultimately a Purusha person.
The West is what's known as the Protestant ethics. It means you work hard like a dog and a cat.
Enjoy. Enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah, that is done by the sheep. All day, finding out very soon. And as soon as he eats some steak, get some fat. Very sex. Never mind mother, sister, or daughter. Come on, sex. This is big life. Big civility. He signed up the area. He's found among the pigs, among the dogs. We think we have to create a human society like the pigs of Africa. At the present moment, they are eating anything and everything like pigs, and they are having sex with anyone. Never mind. So it is a pig society. There is no distinction. Eating meat and drinking wine. It's definitely accepted because it's very popular.
But there is transcendental meditation.
Well, it's wrong. You do not know. The another cheetah, and he's been among his cheetahs. That's all. He can call it.
Almost all over the
university
now. Yeah. But the sincere people don't believe it. When we go to the colleges, many students come to us and say, these people are cheating us. They know it.
They don't even talk about God. It's psychological.
Yeah. Intelligent students know they're cheaters.
How do you say all over the country?
No, I mean in schools, in colleges, no.
They have departments.
The intelligent students all criticize them. They say it will increase the sense gratification.
But they
make more money.
They do not claim any spiritual benefit, only material benefit.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
they have so many scientific tests, like blood tests, the mental condition is.
That's all material. This is good. It's spiritual. Blood is not spiritual. It is material.
You may have some material advantage.
Blood is there in the cat and dog process. That is also calculated.
Combination of psychotherapy.
No, they have an animal, the blood calculation is better. Therefore, it's better than transcendental meditation.
Dark.
No, they are saying that
easy transfer medicine is concerned with the blood circulation. You find in the animals, blood circulation is first class. Therefore, they have all transcendental.
You're saying you're arguing with my animals.
Huh?
You're saying you're arguing with my animals.
Yeah.
No, actually, transcendental meditation is just a concept. But these people are saying that
if I compare with the man who is practicing transcendental meditation, the normal man, then they compare different tests called physiological tests.
That physiological test we can do with the man and animal. The animal will be found better. That's a person out there.
Also, the state of mind, the state claim is beneficial. The same state of mind can be reached more quickly by smoking opium.
Yes.
Well.
Yes. You know, from the calm state of mind, alpha brain rates, so smoke opium.
Now, the intelligent students all know it's genius. I think that's an easy one.
As someone who has to understand what is meant by transcendence.
That's what they use wrongly, doesn't it? They use the word transcendence.
They have this one machine. They put a tester on it.
Any student of transcendental meditation and talk with our student, he'll be kicked out, doing it. That is the test.
You're right, Baba, the cheaters. I talked to one of the leaders at a college, and I defeated all their points, and they simply became embarrassed and said, well, I don't want to talk to you anymore, and they went away.
Yeah.
They just wanted to see the test how advanced they were.
Yeah.
They had a light bulb on it. They put a thing on the person's head. And when he's in transcendental meditation, the light bulb goes on, and he's in samadhi. So one man came and smoked opium. Put the machine on his head, and the light bulb stayed on.
We are speaking of transcendental, but testing by mundane.
Yes.
Transcendental perception is tested by mundane instruments.
Oh, that's contradiction.
Linguistic analysis. So they don't want to find out really what God is, but simply what you mean when you use the word God.
Hey, we mean God is this. That's all. They need our linguistic analysis. One word is everything. God is this.
You say the psychology of that is you're suffering from inferiority complex.
You are inferior. You are being kicked every moment by the laws of nature. How do you claim that you are superior? Why you are covering? Because you are kicked by the laws and material nature.
It's no complex.
There is no question. You have to cover yourself.
They say that.
I will say you are superior. You are inferior. As soon as you cover your body, you are inferior.
They say, well, I made this hat. For whatever inferiorities I have, I can conquer them by my intelligence.
But that intelligence, superior intelligence, will never come to you. You will always be learning to.
What about that?
Yeah. You are always learning.
Will you follow me there?
Huh?
Will you follow me there? What kind of follow?
Yeah, that.
The stronger. Faith ultimately is not diagnosed.
What do you mean by that?
Losing material body.
Yeah. That you are losing every day, every morning. You are not. Today, what you have seen at first, that you are losing. How can you defeat? Yeah, every moment, you are being defeated.
Self-control is not by extending the temperature by cooling down a little more than the most temperature has extended it longer.
I mean, you can't leave it too long, but you cannot leave forever.
That's not so.
And
the hope that sometime in the future, science will be able to
do that. That is our future.
He takes so much money for it. He's not dead.
Because when they lower the body temperature, sensitivity is lower. Therefore, endurance is also lower. So it's a question of living for a few more years and enjoying that for
the government is very
tied to them.
They hide money to do research on them. Thousands of dollars.
But what is the government?
You are an Afghan, you vote another Afghan, and sometimes you have none of them are intelligent. I am rascal. So I must vote another rascal. And all those combinations of rascals become government. And they cheat on the rascals who voted rich. That would be society of cheater and cheater.
All the way to the
top of it. Sorry. Okay.